Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. President Biden has signed a pair of executive orders designed to expand access to health insurance through the Affordable Care Act. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports the move will give Americans who have lost their health benefits due to the coronavirus pandemic a chance to sign up for coverage.
The Biden administration says the executive orders will protect reproductive rights, expand access to abortion, and re-examine Trump administration policies that undermined protections for people with pre-existing medical conditions. In signing the orders, President Biden said it's a major step toward undoing the damage caused by his predecessor.
There's nothing new that we're doing here other than restoring the Affordable Care Act and restoring the Medicaid to the way it was before Trump became president.
The enrollment period to sign up for coverage under the Affordable Care Act will reopen on February 15th for an additional 3 months. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
Even as the Biden administration has said it's looking to ramp up coronavirus vaccination efforts in the U.S., it's likely to be some time before everyone who wants a shot can get one. One reason is supply, which even with plans to work to dramatically increase that amount is hard to quantify. Tom Frieden is former director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He spoke with NPR's Here and Now.
One of the things we've heard from the new administration is that even they don't have clear information on when vaccines are going to be delivered from each of the manufacturers. And without that, it's very hard to plan.
Biden administration health officials have said they hope to purchase an additional 200 million doses of coronavirus vaccine by the end of summer. With U.S. COVID-19 death toll soaring above 431,000, there's a heightened sense of urgency to get people vaccinated. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says top House GOP leaders are willing to ignore alarming comments and threats from QAnon and their supporters in Congress. NPR's Claudia Grisales reports Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene is now facing resignation calls.
Speaker Pelosi says one of her top concerns is seeing Republicans assign the newly elected Greene to serve on the House Education Committee when she has mocked several school shootings.
What could they be thinking? Or is thinking too generous a word for what they might be doing? It's absolutely appalling.
Pelosi didn't address a CNN report showing Greene calling for Pelosi's execution in a 2019 video. However, without naming Greene, Pelosi said new security measures are being considered for members, especially when, quote, the enemy is within the House of Representatives. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, the Capitol.
After yesterday's broad sell-off, stocks moved in the other direction today. The Dow was up 300 points. The Nasdaq rose 66 points. The S&P 500 gained 36 points. This is NPR. A leak of liquid nitrogen at a Georgia poultry plant is now being blamed for the deaths of six people and has sent numerous others to the hospital. A spokesman for Northeast Georgia Health System saying today the leak at a Prime Pack Foods plant in Gainesville occurred this morning, with firefighters responding just after 10 a.m. At least four firefighters were also injured. It's not known what caused the gas leak. Facebook's new oversight board is ordering the social network to reinstate several posts it took down for breaking its rules. NPR's Shannon Bond reports the board is calling on Facebook to be more clear about its policies.
The oversight board overturned four of the first five cases it reviewed, which involved issues including hate speech and harmful COVID-19 misinformation. Facebook created the panel of 20 international experts to cast final votes on the company's hardest decisions over what it does and does not allow users to post. Board co-chair Michael McConnell says none of the cases had easy answers.
As we engaged in the deliberation process, we all became increasingly aware of the complexity of the issues involved.
The decisions do not include the most high-profile case on the board's docket, the social network suspension of former President Donald Trump. Facebook is among NPR's financial supporters. Shannon Bond, NPR News.
Heavy winter storm is lashing Bermuda and has forced the British territory to cancel some flights and close schools early today. Forecasters at the Bermuda Weather Service warning of sustained winds of nearly 60 miles an hour and some gusts topping 80 miles an hour. That's expected to continue through midnight. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.